The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good news is that there are many cities with affordable properties and many of those under 100K. If you're someone who's ready to buy your first out-of-state property in the next 4 months, then I encourage you to check out my free training that'll break down the process and show you exactly what it takes to invest out of state. I purchased properties out of state and it's changed my life. The same is possible for you. You simply need the right information. My free training will help you take that next step towards buying your first out-of-state property. You can watch the training right now at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode. Again, you can find it at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode.
Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second?
Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue, and the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors.
Welcome back to the Black Real Estate Dialogue, and today's Investor Spotlight features Jawan Rohan from episode 126, and it's all about the Airbnb business, how to get started, and how to keep it going. So let's get ready. Here we go. Jawan Rohan, episode 126. Let's go.
You get the Airbnb set up. Now, what I would like to know more about is, so obviously with a rental, right? Like you have your cash flow, your mortgage, et cetera, et cetera. However, with the Airbnb, it's like a daily rate thing. So how did you set your target for how much you want to make considering all the expenses that you have in the property?
Yeah. So research before, right? Research. And I told you I had a connection already in Stockton who did their Airbnb. And so I looked at their numbers, looked at their daily rate. And I already knew what they were making. And so then I looked at the competition around them, right? And looked at their daily rates. What does their home look like, right? That's number one. Then there's also a place called AirDNA, where it tells you like the occupancy rate in the area, how much is the average booking night, et cetera. It gives you a little bit of information. There's also another website too. I can't remember the name. But there's two websites you look at for data. And you just look at the, you know, do all your research and then you test it, right? And based on how you set up the home, based on your home, based on what amenities you offer, you kind of test it from there. And so when I first started, you know, not as a new host, right? And so the thing about Airbnb is you have your profile reviews, but it's based on each property, right? And so when you bring up a new property, or, you know, no one sees that you're, you know, you've been a host before, right? Until they click on your stuff. And so I was like, all right, I need eyes. So we gonna get some eyes here. And so I just priced it super low, like maybe $20 less than what everyone else was pricing it. No, more than that. But and I just started to get eyes. I got my first couple bookings. And then I was like, all right, we need reviews. I'm not going to book a place without a review. I don't know about you, but I need some reviews. So just had people write reviews. Once I got to like 3 to 5, slowly increased the price. 5 to 7 reviews, slowly increased the price. 10 reviews, we lit. Okay. So now I'm pricing it higher. And then I'm taking the chance of, I'm going to get less party goers, right? Because anybody's going to want to rent your stuff for hella cheap for one night and then party in it and then leave, right? So I was like, I'm going to get less party goers and more like business travelers and focus on families. And so it's like, I'm going to rent it at this price and I'm going to take the hit on the occupancy. So I'll take less occupancy if that's what it means. And so there was a couple of tricks I played to get to where I want to get to.
Gosh, do you have like a minimum number of nights that you require to avoid some of the party right. goers?
Mm-hmm. Great question, because I was just about to get to that.
We're on the same page.
So there's a lot of things you learn, man, and I'm still learning. You learn a lot of things being in this, but you know, Airbnb is they're a platform, so they're changing right daily, and so you just got to catch up and be aware. And so when I was pricing it super low, I had a one night minimum. Just because I was like, I want all the eyes. I want all the eyes in rentals right now. It's okay. Now I started noticing the one nights is like people would just book for one night, try and party, right? And then that's it. I'm like, hold on, what can I do? And so I was like, all right, I'm gonna book up. No one's gonna want to pay two nights for to party, right? They're not gonna want just an extra day. Let me book it up to two. And the reason I did two, and I could probably do more, is I talked to a couple of my business partners that do Airbnbs, and one of them was saying that he now does 7-night minimums and sometimes 14-day minimums. And I was like, how are you cash flowing? Like, what?
Wow.
And I was like, I like the idea of midterm, right? Midterm rentals. So I was like, I'm going to test it with two. And so now all of my places are on 2-night minimums. I do two because, you know, some people still want to fly in. Like I got a place in Austin. Austin is, it's a party place, man. Like, but ain't nobody going to party on my spot because it's not a party spot, right? You could go right down the street, right, go right across the street, go party. But like my spot is a business traveler spot in Austin. And I know a lot of people are going to come in for 1 to 2 nights and do business out there because, you know, I got Facebook, you got everybody out there, right? And so I'm like, 7 days is a lot. I like to right now.
One theme that I'm picking up is partnership. You've referenced that multiple times. Of course, the person who you partnered with on this particular property, but also those who you partner with in other Airbnbs that you do. And so a lot of people feel like they need to be able to do everything on their own. They're not really comfortable working with other people to, you know, on business ventures and so forth. But it seems like you're the complete opposite. So what was it for you that led you to believe and continue to build these business partnerships as opposed to trying to do everything on your own?
The first step is, you know, it's going to take forever to do it on your own, right? What's that quote that's like, you can go fast if you go alone, but if you go together, you can go further, right? And it's something like that. But I really like it. It's like an African quote. And it's very true, man. If like I wanted to do this all on my own, it's just gonna take a lot longer. And so, you know, I started looking at partnerships or just people that kind of have the same mindset. And you know, you learn a lot about yourself and about business, right? When you enter partnerships. And if you look at all the major corporations or major business people, they don't do it on their own, right? They partner, they make connections. And so I'm very, you know, key on that.
Definitely. So what have been some of the ups and downs with this particular property so far?
The ups have been amazing. But the downs, there's been some like, you know, there's been some downs. There's always going to be some downs with each of my Airbnb properties. Like I've gotten kicked out of one Airbnb. I've gotten the first Airbnb, I partnered the deal wrong. So if you really want to talk about, you know, get into these stories, we can definitely get into it. As far as the home that I actually own, Stockton, like I said, can be a dangerous place, right? First week I moved in, the day I put the TVs in, someone knew, you know, they know when the for sale signs go down. So they like target that house, right? They're like, all right, let's give them a week to push. And then we're going to try and break in. Dude, the day I put TVs in, someone tried to break into my home. And it was the day that I had brought my ring to set up. I just hadn't set it up yet. And so I was like, man, and the TVs, you know, I'm smart. So I didn't have a chance to put the TVs up. I was like, I'm gonna stash them and hide them in the closet or something. But anyways, they couldn't get in, man, because the door is so strong. So they just broke the door, couldn't get in. And so literally I just set up everything. I set up security lights. I set up ring cameras all throughout, which I had already planned. I just hadn't gotten to it. Dude, moving in is a lot. So that was crazy. That was first. So we got the water heater. We got someone trying to break in. That cost money to fix the door or replace it. We ended up fixing it because it was still intact. I'm sure some other stuff happened. If I can't remember now, someone just tried to kick the because the property's so big and it's on a corner. So someone just tried to kick the back fence in, and it looked like they was just like, it looked like they got inside my backyard and was just chilling there drinking a beer. They like hung up a beer. I don't know. It was weird. So I got to get that fixed now. But stuff like that, man, just owning a home is expensive. Like owning a home is expensive.
Yeah. Definitely.
But still better than renting. But anyways, yeah, let's talk about the other stuff. We talk about partnerships. First Airbnb I ever decided to start, had met this guy randomly off of Clubhouse. So that was like 3 years ago now, back in 2019. And we just started getting to know each other. And he was like, hey, man, like I'm moving from L.A. to D.C. or Detroit. And I don't know what to do with my place. I still got like, you know, I'm on a month to month lease. I could keep it and do Airbnb or what? Oh, man. Yeah, let's do it. Let's go. I already know, you know, I know the business. It was my first one, like as my own, but my partner had been doing it. So I was like, let me bring in my partner and we all three can run this.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue. And be sure to leave us 5 stars and a review on your favorite podcast listening platform. Until next time.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.